You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thank you, Vanessa. We are here thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. Now, Jack Johnson's probably ringing Brighton's Lawyers about defamation. He's been hammered here on the program today. Jack, the number is 1-800-848-848. Don't forget, Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers will join us after 8 o'clock this morning. And this part of the program, James Magnuson, co-host. You can call the open line on 1300-01-1170. Send us a text. 0457 736 736, and the moment has arrived on this Tuesday morning that we bring on one of the stars of the network, the SEN network. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just the alarm. Just Gary of Newtown is on. No, I thought there was going to be a public service announcement with that. Gary of Newtown, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Andrew and James. Just on the grand final, with the Golden Point, we brought in a rule where there's no rules. In Golden Point, the biggest game of the year, it had to go, and I think it was after the Thurston's drop goal. I'm nearly positive on that. Now, the second one's a soccer one, right? The penalty goals. I'd like skill in all sport. So skill, halfway, one-on-one, if you can't score, in the biggest game every 4 years, the best game in the world, so on and so on, leave me alone. Skill's the key. So, and then the third, I want James with Canterbury, right? Remember I mentioned the other day about how do you score against the Panthers? I think it is about seizing the moment when they're out of position and you've got to match them with everything else. And if you put points on the Panthers, what happens? You get them in two minds and you're halfway home. That's the key there. I don't think you can just pass the ball around like the Sharks and eventually wear them down. I don't think that'll work with the Panthers. And there was one other thing.
Gary, I was just going to throw into the mix. It is December 6th and these thoughts are still going through your head about how to beat Penrith and that. It's interesting. Just thinking all the time.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to win a grand final, and that's all I think. I want to be winning comps. And just on Canterbury, James, they're working their backsides off on absolute basics from Z grade all the way up to the NRL. In a short period of time, you'll see young kids playing at different clubs because Canterbury can't hold them. And you say, God, that bloke's got skill. And people will be saying, yeah, he was a Canterbury junior. That's what they're working on. And I'll just say this. When the comp starts, Canterbury play the West Tigers at Belmont early in the season. It'll be sold out a week before, so get your tickets on that one, boys.
Good call. Now, James, you got a question. One of our listeners has got a question for Gary. Would you be the conduit here?
Yes, Roosterman has asked Gary, what do you think of Jack Johnson?
I can't help you on that, but I'll run with you, James. Motivation when you're a little bit hyped up.
There you go. You know what we should do, Bossy? Newtown borders Marrickville. Should get Gary down to try Marrickville. Him on the bench press.
Should be the face of the business.
Sponsorship.
Could you hold, Gary, just in completion, what James is saying, would you hold a sandwich board, one of those A-frame boards out the front? He's gone. No, well, there we go. Probably good thing. That was Gary of Newtown, folks. That's what we've had to put up with all year. Those thoughts come from everywhere. December 6th, he's still thinking. Strategy, seize the moment, big moment, skill, you know, big games, big plays, long pass, put it away, go kick, kick low, kick long, kick early. All of these sayings going through my head now.
Our text
Jack
line.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, Jack Johnson. So Western Sydney Eagle says, Jack Johnson is Darren Britt. I'd rather listen to 3 hours of Jay's jokes.
No.
Rooster Man says most people dived in the harbour to get away from his music. Outback Jack, V&M. James, I would have thought playing Jack Johnson music wouldn't just bring you down. It'd more likely put you in a coma. We've really hit a chord here with Jack Johnson, haven't we?
Yeah, Mozza says, is Gary or Jack Johnson the bigger punish? Gary is the great inner city punish, says Brando. Gary from Newtown, jog on, you bagging soccer, what a flog. There you go. So now they're getting into Gary. Gary and Jack Johnson sharing the pedestal on the line. Now, South Korea have kicked a wonderful goal. They've pegged one back. 78 minutes gone, 4-1. But it was an absolute boomer. From outside the box. Sensational. This one, Vossi and Missile, they should replace PS with a dive-off. That's the penalty shootout with a dive-off. Players throwing themselves to the deck, writhing around. Most convincing wins. That's from Pedro the Rooster. He's got an alternative to the penalty shootout, which we're talking about because this morning Croatia got the chocolates against Japan in penalty shootout and are through to the quarterfinals. So we're going to have a dive-off. Darren of Ingleburn says, Vossi and Missile, just confirming what Gary was saying, 10 minutes extra time came in 2016. The first game decided in extra time was the Cowboys 26 beating the Broncos 20. The Cowboys levelled up late in regular time and took the lead at the end of the first 5 minutes of extra time and had to hang on for the last 5 minutes. So that's 2016. Nice. We played the full 10 minutes of extra time in finals. We've cleared that one up. Michelle Bishop coming up with a sports update as well. I'll throw this one at you, James. Now, Vossi, I'm with James in getting you down to Bondi Beach. I admit I may be the only bloke at the beach who hasn't had his chest and back hair removed, but there are thousands of Andrew Voss fans who enjoy a morning walk along the beach, listening to Vossi and Brand in the morning each day. The Bondi community welcomes you, and a cold schooner awaits at the North Bondi RSL, or if you prefer, a yoga class, a tattoo, and a cup of chai tea.
Pick your poison, Vossi. Pick your poison.
I'll have to check the diary then. So maybe... Where's James, the master of on and off? Could we just do the program one morning just walking around Sydney? We do the whole program.
That'd be cool.
Just walking, and people join us sort of Forrest Gump style.
We're
broadcasting, and we walk and talk.
I like it a lot.
Into that? Just put it out there. It's been a bloody long year. Here's Vanessa as we go to a break with Sydney's traffic. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.